country where everyone would be treated with equality and live in freedom. They invited us to visit and talk about our work, but we never replied or took up the offer. 6 weeks later, I went to Bogotá to take part in the first Children's Assembly. I met Farlis, Juan Elias, Mayerly, and many other young people who were doing wonderful work for peace in their communities. It was a time of great hope, especially when the citizens' mandate also got such strong support. But after the mandates, things in Medellín seemed to stall. We had no regular source of information about what was happening in the children's movement in other parts of the country, so it was hard to keep that sense of unity.
I'm really getting a sense of how important this children's mandate was, as we've now heard about it through four different kids who participated in the vote. I'm also beginning to understand how large the voter turnout was. In Medellín, where Beto is from, almost every kid voted. The mandate asked kids to vote on which of their rights was most important to them: justice, peace, food, education, medical treatment, or shelter. What have you got to vote? Which right would you choose? Let's pick up the story on page 84. We're on the last paragraph where it says, "I continued working in my church and community."
I continued working in my church and community and gradually realized that the experience was changing me. I felt stronger and more confident. By the age of 13, I had begun advising women in my community who were victims of domestic violence. The adult workshops of the Corporación Regional had given me information about the laws and organizations that protected and supported abused women. I passed this information on to one or two women in the barrio, and they spread the word. Soon others were seeking me out,